Okay, today's daf is Tumura, daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis Ma Beis by the two dots, four lines up at the bottom. One hour from yesterday, we started off today, yesterday's discussion relating to Ben Pakua about whether it's considered a Maisa Shchita on the Vlad or whether it's just the Chalo Shchita without the Maisa Shchita. So it was pointed out to me that the Tosfos, the Raskol, he, on Yud Aleph Ma Beis, interestingly, when the Gemara asks that if the animal is a shlavim and the baby is a chulin, and you shechted it, so Pasha says this, right, this was one of the two rayas of Rabbi Yosef Engel, and it proves that there is ilu shchita. Tosfos, interestingly, explains the Gemara, pirush, right, pirush always means he's explaining this to the exclusion of a different pshat. Pirush im havlada asr mishim chulin bazara. What is Tosfos saying? Tosfos is taking the Ibaya out of the world of Malkus. And he's just saying, Bidi Eved, what status does it have? Is it considered Chulin Ba'azara? Is it Asar Mishum Chulin Ba'azara? Tosfos does not say the Pashtus, and maybe that's what Tosfos is bothered by. How could he even say that the Maisa Shechita is going on the baby and this is going to be Shechita's Chulin Ba'azara? How is that possible? Right, all the Gemara says is Mahu and Mihave Chulin Ba'azara or not. Does not say whether it's considered Shechita's Chulin Ba'azara. And maybe that's what Tosfos is bothered by. Maybe he's only holding the other way of not the actual shechita for the vlad. Okay, let's continue. The Gemara now says on Yud Beis Ma Beis, quoting the next line of the Mishnah. Mishnah that had on Yud Beis Ma Aleph all the different halachas relating to Meduma and Chametz and Mayim She'uvim and Mechatos and Beis HaPras. We didn't get to talk about, hopefully another time soon, related to Mayim She'uvim and the Chiyuvim of a community to build a mikvah. There Moshe has many tshuvas about this relating to the hierarchy of values of money, monetary funds of the tzibor, how much you go to the mikveh. Mikveh is very high on the list, very high on the list. Even if he has a tshuva where there was a community, there was a mikveh in the next community over a 10-minute drive. Ramosha says, no, that's not called in the community. And if it's outside and it's uncomfortable for the women to go to, so then you know what, there's a chiyuv that takes priority over other obligations. But anyway, so the that's related to inyanim of tevila and Beis HaPras and Mayim She'uvim. We're up to Beis HaPras. The next line of the Mishnah said that one Beis HaPras does not make another Beis HaPras. Os ein Beis HaPras, osa Beis HaPras. Meaning, as we explained, there are a number of examples of Beis HaPras. The one we're going to focus on, the one that's most commonly discussed, is that if there is a Sada Shenechresh Ba'kever, there is a possible bone fragment somewhere in this area, so then one is not allowed to walk there, and it's Tamei Midrabanan. But if I plow this Beis HaPras again, so then it does not extend to the neighboring fields, that the neighboring fields would be tame now as well. So Masnisa Deloka Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah is against Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah in Mesachas Ahalos. Detan Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Beis HaPras Osa Beis HaPras. Rabbi Eliezer says the opposite. Beis HaPras does create another Beis HaPras. And therefore, Rashi says, "Call arba hasados shesave beis hapras, all the four fields around the beis hapras emnech rashu the afar beis hapras mitamon." So the afar of the beis hapras will extend midir abanan and be mitame them. Says the Gemara v'rabanan arkava, but the Gemara assumes that the rabanan would agree somewhat. There is some extension of the Beis HaPras into the neighboring fields. So what would the Rabbanan hold? So the Gemara answers, Ki Yasser Abdimi, Amar Eish Lakish, Amar Shimon Bar Abba, Shalosh Sados Vishtei Ma'anos. Three fields in total. What does that mean? It means it extends into two fields, depending on which way you plow. If I plow east-west, so then the bone fragments might have gone and shot out east-west. So three altogether. So a little bit of the east, a little bit of the west. If I plow north-south, so then a little bit of the field on the north, a little bit of the field on the south. But three fields altogether, shtei manos, and enough width of how far into the new fields, not the whole new field, like the regular din of Beis HaPras. It's an extension, like a Tosefes Beis HaPras. Shtei manos, the length of two faros. V'kama mole amana, how much is that? Mea ama, that's 100 amas. Kid Tanya, hachorich is a kever, oseh Beis HaPras, mole mana, mea Amma. So that's the chash. Rashi explains here the chash is that maybe if somebody plowed at the edge of the Beis HaPras, so then that might have jumped into the next field. Shema le'echad mi beis rasheha haya hakever. Maybe the bone was towards the edge of the field. Umisham halach la'osasa the chaverta, and it went into the next field, and that's why it's extended some, but it's all the tumma midrabanan, and therefore it is more limited than regular Beis HaPras. So this is all about Beis HaPras from Mishnayis in Ohel is Tumas Ohel. Interesting, the Tumas Ohel itself, we discussed this a couple of days ago, the Rambam, the first Rambam, Menuchos Tumas Meis, the Rambam talks about Tumas Ohel is Beferish in the Torah. Tumas Maga is Beferish. Tumas Masa is the one that's learned out from a Gilui Milsa, the Rambam's Kal Vachomer at the beginning of Tumas Meis, which the Kesef Mishnah says, and the Rambam himself kind of says that it's more of a Gilui Milsa than a Kal Vachomer, and that's why it's not a problem of Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Rav Chanan discusses in Psachim Kuf Pei Zayin that we know that there are two halachas of Tumas Meis, Tumas Ohel of a Meis, and Tumas Ohel of Saras, a Bayis HaMenuga. Bayis HaMenuga, which might different days in Chazal, whether it ever happened or not. Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Aleph, that maybe Bayis HaMenuga never happened, Betzora Moreb, and Zakein Betzora Moreb, and Bayis HaMenuga and Irani Dachas are the three that might not have ever happened. Two of them, Irani Dachas, Betzora Mora, the Gemara quotes another opinion. No, I saw one. I saw the kever. I saw the tail. Bayis HaMenuga, there is no other opinion quoted, but Rashi in Vayikra quotes that, why does it say, V'nasati b'beretz achuz aschem? Why does it use the lashon of, I will give you saras on your house? That's not a present, is it? And Rashi goes, it is. It is because the Emoriim had hidden treasures in the walls. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us the treasures. And that's why, another reason for Bayis HaMenuga, which sounds like it occurred. It sounds like that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this to happen. So different opinions of Chazal. But Lumdis, there could be differences between the two types of Tumas Ohel. Tumas Ohel of a Bayis HaMenuga and Tumas Ohel of Meis. And that's what the Rebbe Elchanan talks about in the Kovet Shirim, Simen Kuf Pei Zayin in Psachim. He quotes the question of the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech in Ilchas Tumas Saras asks, why is it that by a Bayis HaMenuga, Bia Bemiksas Lo Shmei Bia? If somebody puts their arm into a Bayis HaMenuga, that's not called going in. That's Bia Bemiksas. Bia B'mixas comes up by these contexts. Whenever you have an area that's Tameh, that is an area. It's not an object. And therefore, if I go in, or if there's Kedusha, Bia B'mixas into the base of Migdash is discussed. But why is it by Bayis HaMenuga, Bia B'mixas is Losh Mebiya, Ad She Yikanes Rubo, Uba Oel HaMeis, Afilu Hechnes Rashi, Etzpa Usaf Tameh. But by an Oel HaMeis, even if I just stick my fingers in, I'm going to book up Tame, as it says in Nazir on Daf Mem Gimel. So Tosfos, he quotes, and he expands on Tosfos' idea, that by Ohel, by Tumas Ohel, Meis, Kiman Demali Tuma, Ukshehechles Etzbo Havi Ki'ilu Naga, because by Tumas Ohel, it's Ki'ilu, there's Tuma that's filling up the whole house. And therefore, when I stick my hand in it, it's as if I'm touching Tuma. That's how Tumas Ohel works by Meis. By Bayis HaMenuga, there's no such din. Ein sham din ohel lomar kimanda mali tuma. Right? There's no din. There's a din of the house is tame. But it's not as if the house is full of tuma. Vigaba meis eno chayev ela mishum lo yitma. Ava mishum lo yavo eno chayev ela barubo. Ve'imakam lukushat mishlamach. And he says even meis is a little closer to that. But either way, that's what the Rebbe Chana discusses. It could be by tumas meis, you have that kimanda mali adami based on Tosfos, while by tumas ohel, you don't. There is a separate mitzvah quoted by, it's in the Psukim, quoted by the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch for Tumas Ohel. Separate losase. There's a halacha that a Kohen is not allowed to become Tameh, and a halacha that a Kohen going Gadol specifically cannot become Tameh with Tumas Ohel Hameis. Right? This is all in Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor, we all have all the halachas related to Kohanim. Beginning of Parshas Emor, we have Reish Sam in the Sefer Chinuch. I have Reish Sama Gimel. The Isser of a Kohen Head Yod becoming Tameh. Right, that's the general mitzvah. The Seif Minchas Chinuch has 10, 12 pages on this mitzvah, that the Kohen Head Yot cannot become Tameh, except for the Krovim HaMavu'ar. If you remember, that's one of the examples of Durachea Darche Noam. Why is it that a Kohen is allowed to become Tameh for his seven Krovim? Again, regular Kohanim, Hedyot, that is because the Rechad Achino on the Torah doesn't want him to not be able to go to his family's, to his family, to his close relatives, Levaya. That was the Derecher Dachinoam example on the list. But that is general Tumah. That's all Tumas. Then there's a mitzvah, Asei Reis Samach Dalid, a mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim for their relatives, right? The Rama Paskins and the Chinuch Paskins, like that day of the Tanoim, that there is a Chiyuv, not just a Rishus, for Kohanim to be Metameh for their relatives. And separately then, a few mitzvahs later, we have that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go into an Ohel Hames. And separately, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Metameh for Tumas Meis. The Kohen Gadol has two separate Yisurim, Reish Ayin and Reish Ayin Aleph. So the Yikani is Kohen Gadol, but Ohel Hames, Afilu L'Shishi Meisei Mitzvah, V'Kohen Achshos Meis Lo Yavo, and Reish Ayin Aleph, Shaitami Kohen Gadol, Afilu B'Meis Mikurav, Mikrovav, V'Koshike B'Shar Shar Meisim, Sheba Olam B'Min B'Mine HaTumah. And then, interestingly, the Mefarshim discuss why you need a separate mitzvah for Tumas Ohel when it comes to the Kohen Gadol. Is it included in regular Tumas Meis? But that's the halacha of the Rambam and the Chinuch. The Rambam here in mitzvah Lo Sase Kuf Samach Zayin, the Sefer Chinuch in mitzvah Reish Ayin. The Minchas Chinuch discusses when could this ever happen, quoting the Gemara. Quoting the Gemara and quoting the Rambam and Hilchos Avel, if somebody goes into the Ohel HaMeis, how many Averis do you get? How many Averis do you get? There's an Isser of Tumah, and there's an Isser of Knisa La'Ohel. But once you stick your hand in, aren't you already Tameh? And once a Kohen is Tameh, does he get another Losa Sefer for becoming Tameh? He's Mechula Al V'Omeid. So it has to be a case where, you know, maybe he went into the Ohel before the Meis was there, right? Or the Meis was a Goses. Right, or he went in with it in a sheet of Tevu Migdal, because that's the only way. Then Ba'in Bia and Tuma, Ba'in Ke'echad, and that's the way that he could get both statuses, because again, once a Kohen is Tameh, then he's not going to violate the Isser again. You know, it doesn't mean that it's Mutter. It doesn't mean that it's Mutter for a Kohen. Bizman Azeh, Kohanim are all Tameim. Right, most Kohanim, most babies are born in hospitals today. We assume the baby Kohen was in the hospital for a couple of days, and if it's a Jewish hospital, or even if not, it could be that he became Tameh. Tumas Ohel, right? Or other examples of where there might have been a kever. So, all Kohanim are Tameh today. Are Kohanim allowed to go into a cemetery? No, we don't pass it that way. Oh, is there an interpretation of Samri Shonim, the Ravid, that maybe, yes, but we don't pass it that way. And even the Ravid is not clear if that's what he actually holds. Okay, so let's continue. There's a little bit about Tumas Meis, and Ein Beis HaPras, Ozei Beis HaPras. Getting back to the next line that we started to discuss yesterday. Ein Truma Achar Truma, right before the one that's related to our parak of Temura. Truma after Truma, meaning if I take off Truma today and I want to take off War Truma tomorrow, so then the second Truma is not Truma. Masnisa Mani Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Ditanya, because the Brisa says, Hashut Fisha Tarmu Zeh Achar Zeh, if you have partners that are Torahim one after another. Ruvi takes off some and then Shimon. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Trumas, Shneim Truma. Rabbi Eliezer says, both Trumas are Truma. The Mishnah is against Rabbi Eliezer, right? Both of their Trumas are Truma. Why? Rashi. Shahare L'Shneim Chelek Bo. Because they each have a Chelek, right? The Rabbi Eliezer doesn't say if one person, right? But with the Gemara is connecting the two. Our Mishnah might have meant that if somebody decides to give more Truma a day later, right? But we're extending it to the case of partners. If partners each take off Truma, Rabbi Eliezer says it works because they each have a Chelek, and the Shiva Kubetzes' Lashon is, each one was Torahim for their part. Kolecha Torah Bishvel Atzmo. And each one is not interested in the other ones taking off Truma. Rabbi Akiva Omer, ain't Truma Shneim Truma. Rabbi Akiva says no. And the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, the Truma of both of them are not Truma. What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says, neither of them are Truma. Ein Truma Shneim Truma, afilu ala Rishon. Why not? The Rishon did it already. Isn't it done and over? No. Because when it comes to partners, each one has to be happy with what the other one did. Right? You can't be Zoche, to use the Lashon of the Ksos, Zachin Mei Adam. No, or to use the way that the Ksos is interpreted, I should say. I don't think the Ksos uses that Lashon, if I remember. But again, if one partner is taken off without the das of the other one, then he can't. So neither of them Neither of them. Afilo shall rishon. Even the chazar ashedi v'taram goli daite to lo nichali b'tshubas rishon. Fahavale rishon torim shalom idas v'cheicheni. So Rashi says Rabbi Kiva holds ain't shuba shneim shuba. They're both not shuma. Tosas argues. Tosas quotes Rashi and says v'lo nehira the ain't zek kemo v'lo tamura achar tamura. Because then it wouldn't be parallel to the Tamura case. Why? To Hasam Harisho Tamura. Vashini Eina Tamura. Ain't Tamura Osa Tamura means the first one is Tamura, the second one is not Tamura. You can't make a Tamura from something that didn't start off as original Hektish. Ain't Tamura Osa Tamura, but the first one is Tamura. So Lachora, the Ain Shruma Achar Truma is parallel. So how can you say it means that neither of them are going to be Kadosh. So that is why the Tosfos argues lachach nira lafarish kemokein achad arishon truma v'lo asheni. The first one is truma, and the second one, right, the first partner, he's done already. The second one is not truma. The Torah is wrong. Discusses this in Maseches Trumas Gimel, expanding on that machlokas. Good. Third opinion in the Gemara v'chachamim omrim im tarim arishon kashir. If the first one did a hafrasha of an appropriate amount, Rashi says 1/50th, which is the medium amount, so then etrubas hasheni truma. So then it's done, because the first one did what he was supposed to do, it was appropriate, and the second one doesn't have any effect. Him lo tarim kashir, but if he wasn't tarim kashir, the first one, right, meaning what? Rashi, kagon shetarim ba'ayin ra'a, truma sheni truma. He was ayin ra'a, he only gave 1/60th. So then the second one is truma, it still can be included. Lotarab kishir trumas hasheni kishir trumas hasheni truma. The second one is Rabbi Kiva holds either way it's not truma, and the Mishnah is stomach kamar as Rashi explains. And therefore, the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. Good. We alluded to this already yesterday, but just to mention again, the more that truma, we know the a big sugya in the Achronim is how much is truma, and the roots are in the Rishonim. How much is truma a mitzvah? How much is it a matir? Meaning certain mitzvos, meaning even if it's counted as one of the 613, inherently it's more of a matir, it's functional heter than a mitzvah, right? Even though mitzvahs are matir, but there are differences between mitzvahs and matir. Well, we discussed this in the sugya of lechatchila and bidiyevet when it comes to mitzvos. Tosfos in Gittin Daf Gimel seems to have a line that by mitzvahs there's no difference between lechatchila and bidiyevet. If it's a mitzvah, you have to do it. Right, you don't have to do it. Right, there's no such thing as a difference between the chachilas and the midiyevets. Right, in terms of writing the get. And the question is that really true? There's no lechachilah by mitzvahs. There seems to be many lechachilahs by mitzvahs. Right, the Mishnah in Yevamis talks about chalitza, even chalitza being done where parts of chalitza are ma'akev, parts are not ma'akev. There's the chalitza, which is ma'akev. There's the kriyas apsukim, which are not ma'akev. There's the rakika, which is a machlokes, about whether it's ma'akev. There's other mitzvahs that lechachilah b'diavet, tzitzis. Tzitzis with tcheles is lechatchila, and without tcheles is b'dievet okay. The tcheles is not ma'akiv the love, and the love is not ma'akiv the tcheles. And many other mitzvahs as well to do a behidur and lechatchila. So what does that mean? And what does some rishonim mean? Right, Tosfos is not the only rishon that quotes it. Other rishonim in the Ritva elsewhere quotes it. So what does that mean? So maybe one can be mechalal between different types of mitzvahs. That's one of the examples. One of the chilukim mitzvos that are inherently symbolic acts, they don't accomplish something besides doing the Dvar Hashem. They don't gain a status versus a status that is achieved. Right? And that would be more of a matir if there is a status achieved. Right, chalitza might be the base of chalitza, which makes it difficult because those aspects of chalitza that are mitzvah. Chalitza might have a little of both. Tevila might be a matir, right? Tosfos says in Nida that there's no lachilu b'dievet when it comes to matirim. That tevila could be a matir. It's matir, creates tara. And there are other examples as well. But there is a discussion in Hafrashas Trumas and Maisers. Is Hafrashas Truma a mitzvah or a matir? That could be part of the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. How many mitzvahs are there in Hafrashas Truma? It doesn't have to be, but it could be related. The Rambam holds one mitzvah. Rambam holds one mitzvah of Hafrasha and Nesina. He counts one. What does that mean? That itself is a machlokas mefarshim. When the Rambam quotes one mitzvah, is it the Nosei Kelim on Sefer HaMitzvahs discuss this, the Kinas Sofrim and the Marganisa Tava. Is it that the Rambam holds that the Iker is the Hafrasha, while the Nesina is just the Gemar Hafrasha?
The Iker is to be misakin your kri, or is it exactly the opposite? The Nesina is the Iker, giving it to the Kohen, while Hafrasha is the Tchilas Nesina. I have to be mafresh it to get it to the Kohen. Or do I say the Rambam holds that it's two halves of one coin? It's a process that is counted as one. There's Hafrasha and there's Nesina. The Ramban has two mitzvahs. The Ramban says, at least where he argues in the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Shrushim, I don't think he counts separately, but at least at a certain stage of his mentality, he argued on the Rambam and says, no, it's two mitzvahs. Hafrasha and Nesina, after all, you make a bracha on the Hafrasha. You don't make a bracha except on the final stage. Right, then the question is, why don't you make a bracha on the Nesina too, according to the Ramban? But either way, he says it's two separate mitzvahs. A Kohen himself has to do a Hafrasha, even though he doesn't have to do a Nesina, because he owns it. But either way, that is a chilek. So it could be that part of that machlokas is mitzvah versus matir. Right? If it's all one, maybe that's because it is a matir. Well, if it's two separate ideas, then maybe the mitzvah is the nesina, the matir is the hafrasha. Again, there's different ways to say it. The ones that are usually pointed out in this sugya is the Taz and the Rabbi Akiva Eger, Magid Avraham. The Taz at the beginning of Yeridaya, Simon Aleph in Yeridaya. The Taz, in the context of making a bracha on Shechita, that's obviously the beginning of Yaradei is about, the Taz in Sif Yud Zayin, in Simen Aleph, Derech Agav is talking about different types of Birchos Shevach, says the Taz, in this line, he says, Dugma Ladavar, talking about a few types of mitzvos, he says, Ha einu chiyuv shchita im einu rotz alechol. Ela ikar avanu lasis shevach makal and barachol shasolano achilas basar bilo shchita. Shchita is not a mitzvah, so to speak. If you don't eat meat, you don't have to do shchita. And therefore, the mitzvah of shchita, he says, it's more of a shbrichas shevach. Ubazeh vadeh kol yisol shayach bosa bracha. If it's a shevach, then anyone can say the bracha, says the Taz. And then he goes, Dugma ladavar shezachar beis Yosef b'shemer beit otam and simen reis samachay regarding the bracha of lahachniso bivris shehi shevach v'hodaya. He compares the bracha of shchita to the bracha of lahachniso. Shu shevach v'hodaya v'chol shah al kedusha. Umi shemhachi nicha birchas erisin shachasan ma'aris v'arav mevarech digam sham mevarech al iser arayas sha'asa l'chol Yisrael. So he puts together bris vila and shchita and kiddushin. Aval b'afrashas truma. Now we get to the key line. Havi ikar habracha al mitzvah safrasha. Lo al isra achilas tevel. It's a birchas ha-mitzvah, says the Taz. There's a birchas ha-mitzvah on the afrasha, even not on the isra of achilas tevel. Like in general, the bracha of marriage is on the isra of arayos. Shaharei mitzvahs hafrasha chiv alav afilu emeina rotza lechom and atfu adayin. There's the line of the Taz. The mitzvah of Hafrasha is a chiyuv to do it even if I don't have in mind, I don't want to eat the tefillah yet. I don't want to eat the tefillah yet. It's still a mitzvah to be mafresh. Wow. Im kein havi mitzvah zos kashar mitzvahs. Meaning, it's not just a matir if you want. There's a mitzvah to do it. Do the Hafrasha. V'kivan she'enhu chiyuv begufo la'asos. Kein, the efshal lutra by de shliach, lo nechalek ha-mitzvah v'habracha zemizeh. Ela ha-toreim yivarech. Okay, but that's the line of the Taz taking out of the context of Shechita, that there's a mitzvah, whatever you can, to be mafresh, even if you have no plans to eat it. Rikki Vega right here and says, I don't understand what he's talking about. Lo matzasi zeh. I never found this, says Rikki Vega on Shulchan Aruch. Dibipshuta hu ra kisharot zelachlo. Atzarat shehifr shruma. Pashas is wrong. Pashas only when you want to eat the produce. Do we say there's a mitzvah of afrasha? If somebody has 100 acres of field, so he has to go around and try to be mafresh everything from there, even though he has no plans to eat at all? Says Rabbi Kivager, no. No, only if he has plans to eat. Then he says, look at the Magen Avraham in Arachayim. Look at the Magen Avraham in Arachayim, Simen Ches, right? And Hachanami Bitshuma. What does the Magen Avraham say there? The Magen Avraham is discussing the Ramah, who talks about that when you say Berachas Mitzvah, you should be standing. Should be standing by tzitzis, and then the Rama says, the Magen Avraham says, what about when it comes to Hafrashas Chala? The Shulchan Aruch says, you can make the bracha of Hafrashas Chala sitting down, right? So why does it say by tzitzis standing up? So the Magen Avraham says, there's a chilek between tzitzis and Chala. When it comes to tzitzis, so then that's a mitzvah. When it comes to Chala, it's more of a matir. And by a matir, you can say the bracha sitting down. So Rabbi Kivager says that Magen Avraham is against this Taz. So it could be that it's a machlokas. Are there ways to be put everything together? Yes, but not for now. The Vilna Gaon also, the Grub, there, I think, in Arachayim also discusses that, it seems to be discusses mitzvah versus matir. He quotes a Gemara Maseches Psachim, which discusses if I get out of the mitzvah of hafrasha, right? Is that bad? Is that bad? I get out of the mitzvah of hafrasha, right? If I make very, very small pieces of dough, right, by challah, is that bad or not? So again, if it's bad, so then maybe that also connects to the idea that it's more of a mitzvah, not a matir. But either way, the more we say that it's a matir, all this was background to the point where we're going to bring in the Gemara, the more we say that it's a matir, the more we might say that a matir is a one-time thing. You can't add on. Ain't truma achar truma. Once it's done, it's done. Again, once you get into partners and shutfin, then it gets a little trickier, because then it has to do with the das of one for the other. But if for one person, so then for sure, once something's a matir, as we said yesterday, then it could be a one-time thing. Okay. Ve'tmura osa tmura v'chulu. This Mishnah was here because of this line. Why is this? By time akabar kra u tmura so, below tmura so. So a drasha chazal, that one tmura cannot make another tmura. So is that drasha being megala asvara, that the tmura is not strong enough? Right? It, inherently, if it's only a tafel kedusha, so there's not enough kedusha in there? No. Or is there no difference? Is there any difference in chalos between one tmura and another tmura? One tumura in the original carbon, we will see. Some types of tumuras are not allowed to be hilkraf. So maybe tumuras, we're going to get into tumuras meiser, tumuras bachar, that already shows that there's a difference between the actual carbon and the tumura itself. And there are differences. So again, is that just a xeris hakasiv, or does it reflect something deeper? Tumura so, velo tumuras, tumura so. Veina vlad osa tumura da amakra, hu, velo vlad. As we discussed at length, the Vlados, Barpada, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Havlados et Tmura, Dabakra, Yihiel, or Rabbos is Havlad. Verabana, the Rabbos, Shogeg, Kemezid. The Rabbana would say, no, I include Shogeg and Mezid, not the Vlad. What's Shogeg and Mezid? The Gemara is going to explain in a couple of daf. I wanted to make one thing Tmura, and I made another thing Tmura, as we'll see, an exception to Hektish Betos. Good. Says the Mishnah. Ha'ovas v'manachas enosit tmura shlonomar ela behema. Birds and menachas, I cannot create tmura with my bird or with my mincha, only by behema, because that's what the pasuk says, the language of behema. Yamir behema bibehema. Hatzibur v'ashutfin enosit tmura. Tzibur and shutfin also, as we had back on Da Beis, cannot create a tmura. Shene amar, lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir. In the singular lashon, yachid oset tmura ve'ena tzibra v'ashutfin oset tmura. A yachid creates tmura, but not tzibra and shutfin. We get that from the singular drasha. Kachi bedek abayis ein oset tmura. Next exception, ofos and menachas, tzibur and shutfin, and kachi bedek abayis. We're going from the object to the subjects, back to the objects. Kachi bedek abayis ein oset tmura. Bedek abayis does not have the power, only kachim is beach. Kachim Bedek Abayis cannot create tmura, because again, it says carbon, and Kachim Bedek Abayis, as the Gemara is going to say, is not called carbon. Amar Reb Shimon holds that Kachim Bedek Abayis, as we'll see, are ikri carbon, are a carbon, and therefore, he does not exclude tmura by Bedek Abayis from there, and therefore, he has a different source. Amar Reb Shimon, very Meiser Bechlal Haya, Meiser was really included in all the laws of all other karbanas. V'lama yatza, why does the Torah have to add on and say the Isra of Tumura again at the end of Ayikra in the context of Meiser? L'ama lacha, ma Meiser karban yachid, yatzu karbanas tzibur. Meiser is a karban yachid, so excluding karban tzibur aren't subject to Tumura. Uma Meiser karban mizbeach, yatzu karbanas bedek abayis. Another reason why Bedek HaBayis are the source, how Bedek HaBayis is excluded, not just from carbon, but even if you say carbon is not a good source, you get it from the comparison to Meiser. Right? So to Meiser, or the source of Meiser. Good. The Rambam, if you remember, the beginning of Hilchos Tmura, we discussed the status of Tmura regarding Lav Sheyesh Bo Meisa, Lav Sheyesh Bo Meisa, and also Lav Hanita Glase. Those were the two contexts of the two discussions of the Rambam. The Rambam started off, Kolam Emer Loke, everyone who violates Tumura gets Malkus, right? One of the exceptions the Gemara mentioned earlier, Memer Nishba Makalas Chavero, B'Shem, Kolam Emer Loke, Al Kol Behema, Shenemer, Sheyamir, Shenemer Leichmen of Lo Yamir Oso. But the Rambam continued and said that it is not a Lavanita Glase, even though there's an Ase to treat the Karbanos as holy. V'lam alokin al atzmur v'hari lav sheba nita glase sheino marvim hamer yamer v'hayahus v'raso yekodesh. Says the chinuch, says the Rambam, because the lo sase is two lavin, and the ase is only one. And therefore, one cannot knock out two. And number two, the lav is not shove to the assay, because tzibur and shutfin ain't osed tmura imhei miro, as we just have in our Mishnah here on Daf Yud Gimel, the last daf of the first parak, that if tzibur and shutfin try to do tmura, they cannot accomplish tmura, but v'yafal pi shehein musharin shalo yamiro, even though they're included in the los assay. The Rambam says beferish that tzibur and shutfin get the avera of tamura, even though they cannot create the status of tamura. That is the Rambam. Ask the Mefarshim, the Kesef Mishnah describes a little bit where the Rambam gets this from. Why is it that by certain exclusions of tamura, we say there's a los ase, but no ase, while other exclusions of tamura, we say it's nothing? Why is it that by the subjects of this Mishnah, Tzibur and Shutfin, we say, there is an Isser, just no status, while, let's say, by Ophos and Menachos, there's no Aveira at all. I didn't accomplish anything, it's just trying to be like doing Tzimura to a tree. Right, so the Kesef Mishnah says, maybe it says, Ein Osin. You can't accomplish Tzimura Mashma that anything less than that, it is an Aveira of Tzimura. But the Menachas Chinuch asks, I don't understand why. What's the difference between the exclusions. They're all based on Psukim, as we'll see in the Gemara. So they ask the Kesef Mishnah, the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Nun Beis, all the way at the end, the mitzvah of Tamura Sheishdan Kodesh. He quotes in Os Zayin, Kamoshin and Fasim B'Tamura Huadin Isser Lav Lekabohem, when it comes to Tzibur and Shutfin. But the Rambam says no. The Rambam says there's a Losa say, therefore he's a Veni Maven. The Mishnah Mavur Gamkein to Ofosu Menachos Ein Osin Tzvura. The Kachay Bedagabayas Ein Osin Tzvura. Veni Mavur B'Mishnah to Mutter Lohamir. V'lam Alokasav HaRambam to Ein Osin Tzvura V'Lokin. Right, why does he not say that? Maybe he had a different girsa. Okay, but either way, the Ha'ara is important. Ha'ara is important. The Beis Halevi discusses this also. Beis Halevi has a whole tshuva about this. Chelek Gimel Simen Chav Zayin, where he discusses what is the difference. Why are some even mufka from the lav, and some are not? So he discusses, you know, karbanas that are subject. This karban is subject by the tzibur and the shutfin. This animal subject, so therefore, you know, there's a difference between that and items that are totally mufka from the world of Tamura. Okay, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan Yochol, you kachi by the Gabayas Osin Tamura. I may think the kachi by the Gabayas would be subject to Tamura, Tamalomar, Karban. Mi, Shenikru, Karban, Yatsu kachi by the Gabayas, Shalom, Nikru, Karban. Excluding Bedek Abayis is not called carbon. When the Torah says carbon, and that's what it says by Tamura, it says carbon. Rashi quotes the pasuk Behema Asher Yakriv Mimenu Carbon Lashet Basrei Lo Yachli Fenu. So it says carbon. So I might think that carbon is Bedek Abayis. No. I might think that Bedek Abayis is subject to Tamura. No, because it says carbon and Bedek Abayis is not carbon. Velo, is that really true that carbon excludes Bedek Abayis Vatanya? But didn't we learn by Shchute Chutz? Shchutechutz, e carbon. If it says carbon, shomea ani. What's the halamina? Afilu kachet bedegabayis. Shenikru carbon. This brisa says bedegabayis are called carbon. Shenikinyin shenemar vanakrev is carbon. Hashem vegomer. At the end of Bamidbar. So you might think that that kachet bedegabayis are included in shchutechutz, tabalomar, vel pesach olmoid lo hevio. No, shchutechutz is only if you didn't bring it to the base of Migdash, and you could have. Kalaboy al pesach olmoid chayav and alam yishim shchutechutz, because she ain't no bal al pesach olmoid in chayav and alam yishim shchutechutz. But what do you see from that brisa? You need a pasuk to exclude bedegabayis from shchutechutz. Why? Because you would have included it from the word carbon. Alma, it grew carbon. So you see that Bedek Abayis can be called a carbon. So how could the Brisa and how could our Mishnah say that Bedek Abayis is excluded because of carbon? You see, it's not. Amar Bichanina Lokasha, Harib Shimon Rabbanan. Really, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. According to Rabbi Shimon, it is called carbon. That's the Brisa that says that it is a carbon. And therefore, you need a different source. According to Rabbi Shimon, since Bedek Abayis is included in the word carbon, so you need a different source to teach me that Bedek Abayis are excluded from Temura. But the Rabbanans say that no, the word carbon does not include Bedek Abayis, and therefore that could be the source for Temura. Rabbi Shimon, ikri carbon, the Rabbanan, lo ikri carbon. And that's why in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon needs a different source to exclude Bedek Habayis. Velo, is that really true? Vaksiv anakrev is Karban Hashem. But doesn't it say in the, by Midyan, at the end of Bamidbar, Karban Hashem, they brought at Karban Hashem, they brought Karban Hashem Ikri, Karban Lashem, lo Ikri. The difference between Karban Hashem, that's a status, Karban Lashem, right, that would have meant it is a Karban and it's going to Hashem. Carbon Lashem wouldn't have been part of the title, a part of the definition. And that's there's a difference, right? Lashem doesn't mean that it is, include carbon Lashem would have been that it's just carbon, right? Carbon Hashem is a different category. Good. Toner Abanan, continuing. Lo Yivaker, Bein Tov L'Rav, Lo Yimi Renu, Lo Manemar, Lo Kfar Nemar, Lo Yechli Fedev, Lo Yamro, So, Tov Barav, Gomer, like we mentioned back on the first daf of the Masechta, or the different psukim, the two isurim, beginning of Parachav Zion and towards the end, the fishin emar lo yechli fan of lo yamiroso, mashma, carbon yachid, carbon sibur, for carbon mizbeach, for carbon bedek abayis, I might have included all of them. Tamalomar lo yivaker. So that's why lo yivaker tells me again that it is limited. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Follow Meiser Bechlal Hayav, Alama Yasa, Rabbi Shimon again thinks that it would not have been excluded from carbon, so why? How does he exclude it? For Meiser Bechlal Hu, Alama Yasa, Alama Lacham, a Meiser, carbon Yachid, the carbon Mizbeach, but we'll see what each of these include. Just like Meiser, Temura only comes from carbonas like Meiser, just like Meiser is a carbon Yachid and a carbon Mizbeach, not Bedek Abayis. V'davar Sheba Bechova, and it's an obligatory carbon. We'll see what's excluded. Vidavar, there's a lot of carbonates that are not obligatory, but a lot of them apply to Temura. Vidavar she'eino b'shutfis, avkol carbon yachid, v'karbon mizbeach, vidavar she'ba b'chova, vidavar she'eino ba b'shutfis. So that is Rabbi Shimon Shita in the Braisa. Let's just wait for a minute, just one other ara. The Achiezer, Rav Chaim Ozer discusses in Chelek Beis Simen Mem Gimel, what do you need a pasuk to exclude? This whole discussion of Bedek Abayis. Right? Why do you need a pasuk to exclude Bedek Abayis from Temura? Doesn't Temura require bailus, as we have said over the past couple of dafim? Madua tzrichin pasuk lamayit kachi Bedek Abayis mi Temura. Follow the Temura tzrichin bailus. You need bailus when it comes to Temura, as we said earlier, right? Dav Zayin and Abayis in the Mishnah, it's come up before. But if you look back to the Mishnah, we discussed the Makdish or the Miskaper, right? We discussed there, right? What about Kohanim by Bechor, right? But the whole assumption is that it has to be yours. It has to be yours. So, ask the Achiezer, so why do you even need a pasuk for? Right? But the Kachi Bedek Abayis do not have Bailam once you're Makdish them, so it's not yours anymore. By Kachim is Beach, ironically, as we discuss this often from Reb Chaim, ironically, even though they're more intensely Kadosh because they're going to the Mizbeach, but it's still yours technically. Right? You amakdish it, but it's still connected to you. Right? Meikara Tura Deruvein, Mahasha Tura Deruvein. By Kachim is Beach, the way that you're makdish it is through designated as Mamona Shel Hekdesh. Once it's Mamona Shel Hekdesh, then Mamela gets Kedusha. Say, as the Achiezer, why, by Kachi Bedek Abayis, you need a pasuk to exclude. It's not yours. So he writes, only Kachi Bet Mizbeach need Bailim. Kachi Bedek Abayis, that Shalo Shayach Bailus, Ubiyad Kaladam Lechalalo Veliftoso, Hayinu Omrim Shef Shalahamir Apolo Bailus. Right, Bedek Abayis, maybe by Kachi Mizbeach, which have a Bailim, then you need the right Bailim. By Bedek Abayis, doesn't have a Bailim. So you don't need Bailim. Or you could say it a little differently. Anyone could redeem it, and therefore anyone is its potential Bailim. Kind of like Hefker. How do we look at Hefker? Hefker is owned by nobody. But Hefker might also be looked at potentially owned by anybody. Right? So it could be a difference between the two. But anyway, that's the Achiezer. The Stipler also discusses this issue in
the first piece of Tmura, where he discusses that for the Chalos Tmura, you need Koach Bailim. You need actual Koach Bailim. So therefore, he discusses, it proves it from the fact that a Koach cannot be Mamir, the Bechor that was given to him. So, question is, what exactly, why do you pass it by Beth Kabayis? You gotta work it out. If it's literally Bailus like that, Stipler discusses, you know, does that apply to Beth Kabayis? Do you give the answer of the Achiezer? But, that's just, Mara Makamani, just to give that, that's another source that discusses this, the Achiezer's discussion. Okay, weiter in the Brisa, top line now, Amud Beis, Rebbe Omer. So we already had in the Brisa, we had the Shita of the Tanakama, we had the Shita of Rebbe Shimon, who had all of these exclusions. We'll have to see what is excluded from the last two. Rebbe Omer, Lama Yatzas, Meiser, Meata. Why is Meiser excluded? Why is Meiser mentioned again? Rashi quotes that Rebbe does not hold of any of the Shitos, that any of the Makoros that Rabbi Shimon just quoted, right? He holds, you don't need it for all of the other ones, right? Karban Yachid, right? Why is Meiser, said again? Because of Karban Yachid, you know that from Lo Yamir, right? Either Rabbi learned it out from other sources, or he doesn't hold of it. Or in Karban Mizbeach, you learn that out from Karban, he argues on Rabbi Shimon. And the other two, he might not agree to, or he might learn it from elsewhere. So that's why Rabbi has to have a different drush up for this extra mention of Meiser. So, Lama Yatzas Meiser Me'ata, Lidon, B'tmuras Shmo, U'B'tmuras Gufo. Tell me a Chiddush, because Tmuras Shmo, getting back to Bechoro's days. What's Tmuras Shmo? Remember, if somebody makes a mistake by Meiser Behema, and he counts number 9 as 10, he counts number 10 as 9, and then he counts number 11 as 10. So what are the halachas there? So we mentioned that number 11, that you counted as 10, is Hukram as a Shlamim. Right, because the Meiser was already done, right? The Meiser was, went through, even though you called it 9, it's Meiser. So that's why, number 11. So number 11 is a Shlomim. So you could be Mamir that. That's Tmuras Shmo. Tmura of something with the name Meiser. Number 11, which you counted as 10, right? That's Tmuras Shmo. So this pasuk teaches me that even that Tmura can exist. Ube Tmuras Gufo. And that's a regular Tmura of Meiser Behema. Tmura of itself, Omar lecha, Tmura shmo kreva, Tmura gufo eno kreva. Tmura gufo, the Tmura of a Meiser, Tmura's Meiser as a separate din is not hukrav, right, based on the pasuk, right, the Rashi quotes the pasuk, right, you learn it from Bechor, and by Bechor it says, Hain kreven vein Tmurasan kreven. Tmura's Bechor and Tmura's Meiser are not hukrav, but the Tmura of shmo, the Tmura of the 11th, which is really a shlamim, that's like a Tmura Shlomim, and therefore it can be Hukrav. That's what Rebbe says the extra Meiser mentioned in the Torah teaches me. Tmura Shmo Kreva, Tmura Gufo Eina Kreva. Other differences, Rebbe adds Tmura Shmo Nig Eles. The Tmura Shmo, the Tmura of a Shlomim, can be redeemed. Tmura Gufo Eina Nig Eles. Again, all the special Xeros Akasas by Meiser, and I learned that from Bechor. Tmura Gufo Chala Al Davar Arai Val Davar Sheina Arai. Tmura Gufo is Chal on anything. A regular Tmura of a Meiser is chal on anything. Davar aroy, even davar sheina aroy, even a balmum. Tmura shmo, it's limited. Because the whole chiddush that this is a shlamim is a chiddush. So tmura shmo is not regular tmura, and therefore eino chala ela al davar haroi bilvat. It's only chal al davar, haroi. Alright, and therefore, Shita's Rebbe is that you need to mention, because this Tmura is a Chiddush Tmura, you need to mention Meiser again to say that the other halachas of Tmura apply to it. Because it's a Havamina that since this is a new type of Tmura, then it is not like Tmura Regila, and therefore it has to be mentioned. Says the Gemara, Amri Mishum de Rabbi Rachmana de Ispe Tmura Shmo Igrui Igra. Because you have an extra Tmura, you would think it's worse. Where it says, yeah, in Damrina, my de Rabbi Rabbi, my de Lo Rabbi, Lo Rabbi. Could be it's only included for certain deedim and not others. Look at Rashi for a moment. It says Rashi v'kaparach on the first white line. Be sure the Rabbi Be'erachwana David Tmura Shmo, because you could have this extra Tmura on number 11 of Meiser. Igrui Migra, the Lo Chayla al Balmum, it should be worse. Right, that's what it teaches me, because regular tourists can be chalana balmum, hakal shekein, to boil a mezel bal tfeila chumra, hov a chumra, kol kach, these of a tourist shmo. Shouldn't you go in the opposite direction? Because you have a chumra that it's already, it is a tmura, so why would you, think that it's any different? Why would you limit it? So Gemara says, no, ma de rabbi rabbi, vikrala rabbi lebemidi de chazi l'shlamim. Maybe the pasuk only includes shlamim, because it's tani habakal, rabos yud alaf l'shlamim, and therefore, you wouldn't extend it.
Fine, v'hamechitesi, says the Gemara now, mechitesi, why would you say this? Amar Avuna Breder of Yeshua, Mishum, because of the following, as we know, one of the Midos Shatur Nidrashes Behed. Mishum da'avi davar ha'bol, idom ba'davar ha'chadash, ve'in bo'al ha'chidusha bo'fan. Because once you have something that teaches you something new, then you might limit it. Ein l'cha ba'al ha'chidusha, you might limit chidushim. Again, we mention often, Tosfos and Yavamas Dav Zayin, chidush is davar ha'soser as ha'klal. This is something that is unique, right? You don't have this idea of number 11 having a tamura, right? Tamura shema by any other carbon. And therefore, it's a rule breaker. So you might limit it. You might limit it, the rule breaker. It doesn't fit in to the klal. Usually, when you can extend halachas, it's because it's part of the larger Torah system and framework. But if you know something is already mechudash, maybe it's a rule breaker, therefore you wouldn't apply regular halachas. Like the Gemara has all the other examples of chidushim in the Torah. And chidush always means not that I wouldn't have known it without the Torah, but it goes against the other klalim that we have in the Torah. Basar b'chalav and Moti Shemra and Edim Zomamin, all the others that are so srim as a klal, because you usually only have one punishment. Moti Shemra has two. Edim Zomamin, usually it's treu trei. Basar b'chalav, usually two things that are mutter coming together. Do not create an iser. Okay, but all of these are examples. Vaiter. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rava l'Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon used the repeat of Meiser to learn four halachas. Learn four halachas. Only a davar shebechova, only something that is, as we have on the bottom, only that's not Baba Shutfis, right? Yachid Mizbeach. Those are the four. So what does it mean, Bechova? So Rabbi Shimon says, davar shebechova bechova. So olas chova hu dav, the tamura, olas adava lo. If somebody just wants to bring in a dava of an ola, that's not going to be subject to tamura. We don't have any source of that. Carbon ola is subject to tamura. Where do we get olas adava? Not really. He has such a limit. Amarle says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Shimon would answer. Rava answers Rav Bar Yitzchak there. Rabbi Shimon would answer, olas nadava really turns into a chiyuv. Amarle olas nadava nami, kivan de kibla ale of the tamura. Once a person promises to bring a carbon ola, so even if it's a nadava, still, that's good enough chova for Rabbi Shimon to include it in tamura. Velo nitzracha, so what's excluded? So what's excluded then? Everything turns into a chova. El ola haba mina motaros. If you have extra money left over, what's motaros? So Rashi quotes two different possibilities. You have an asham shenitak l'reiya that we discussed recently, an asham that you lost it, there was another one that you used and you found the original one, so that asham turns into an ola. That is not chova at all. So that does not create tamura. Or what if I was mafrish money for a chathas or an asham and I had money left over there? So also that turns into an asham. Both of those are not obligatory. So those two animals cannot create tamura. That's Rabbi Shimon's limud from Meiser. So the Gemara says, Maika Savar. What exactly does Rabbi Shimon hold? Ika Savar l'kama d'amar mosaros l'nidva sibur azli. If he holds that the leftover in these cases go to the nadab of a tzibur, pshita d'lo of a tamura, then obviously it doesn't create tamura d'lo t'ayit tamura b'tzibur. Then, I mean, because you have a different reason why there's no tamura, because it's sibur money. Ella, Rabbi Shimon, Sfir, like about the Amar, Mosaros l'nidva yachad azli. You're right. So it must be that Rabbi Shimon holds like the opinion that this extra money goes to a nadava of a yachid. And as Rashi says, it's considered a doron, a pure doron. It's never a chova, it is a doron. And therefore, it is, that's going to be excluded from tamura. The Brisker Rav, Suleim Magdashim discusses, Bechefza, it's a nadava. Bechefza in the carbon, it's a nadava, not like could be a nadava that one brings, might inherently, it might be a nadava mitzad the gavra, but it might be mechuya because the person has to bring it. So man shabbos lehi svara, who is the one that holds of this svara that it goes to the yachid, Rabbi Eliezeri? Shabina lebehed yadav et tamura, but what's that? Rabbi Eliezer himself holds that you can make a tamura with these. Datanya ola abamana mataros osa tamura, divi Rabbi Eliezer. So where answers, you're right. Rabbi Shimon doesn't go hold like Rabbi Eliezer across. Rabbi Shimon, Savar l'kavasi b'chado, paleg l'b'chado. Rabbi Shimon is not exactly like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, Savar, Ola, Abab, and Abataras, Oset Tamura. The Iyu Savar, Rabbi Shimon holds, ain't Oset Tamura. Rabbi Shimon holds that the leftover Mosaras of an Ola go to an Idvas Yachid, and you can you cannot create Tamura from that. That is Rabbi Shimon Shita, and when it comes to the other Shita that says it's an Nidva Sibur, then for sure it's also for other reasons. So Iyachi, so 1 second. Getting back to what we said before. So according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that an Olas Behema the Motaros cannot create Tamura, even Afilu Rashi explains, even if you never have done tmura to this animal before, you can't be maimer because it's ola habama namotaros and it's a nadav, it's excluded. So yachi, going back to what we discussed a couple of days ago, the boy Rabbi Yavin, remember those cases of within the shita of Rabbi Shimon that says that tmura, you can't make tmura one animal to 100 animals, and we had a machlokes within Rabbi Shimon, could you do tmura after tmura, one after another? So there was a day that said no, Rabbi Yochanan, I think it was, that you can't. What happens if the animal changes or the status of the animal? Remember, we had different body, different status. So we're going to repeat that right now. Hifresh asham l'skaper bo, behemir bo, v'niskaper basham acher, v'nitak zel ola, maush yachzer v'yamir bo. Remember the cases that, you know, you have a different animal, different status, different carbon. It wasn't an asham, not an asham anymore, an ola. Alib daman. Ilem alib Rabbi Shimon. If all those questions were within Rabbi Shimon, it's hard to put the two Rabbi Shimons together. Ha'amr, Rabbi Shimon here, Rabbi Shimon there. Ha'amr, Rabbi Shimon, sphere, ola, abaman, abotaros, enos, and tamura. We have here that an ola that comes from mosaros, you cannot create tamura. But wasn't that part of the questions of Rabbi Avit earlier? That if you have an asham that was nitak l'ri'iya and it became an ola, can you do tamura on it? But Rabbi Shimon says here that you cannot do tamura on it. So how do you put the two Rabbi Shimons together? It's not a carbon to make it. It's not a carbon chov anyway, so it's not going to create tamura. So Rabbi Avin achi gabi boilei. Rabbi Avin really asked, is it not going to imtim salomer? Imish kachas tana dekoyk Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Shimon himself. Shimon himself would say you can't create tamura. But if you would have a tana that holds like Rabbi Shimon, that holds to amar imemir v'chozer imemirin, that holds that you can't create tamura after tamura. One animal can only create one tamura, not more. And you have a tana, v'sfira l'kriv Eliezer, to amar ol abamar amasaros oset tamura. If somebody out there, said Rabbi Avin, holds like Rabbi Shimon, that you can't create tamura after tamura, and holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that ol abamar amasaros oset tamura, not like Rabbi Shimon, so then, ma'ush yachsav yamar bo, b'shnei gufim, v'kdusha achas mai. That's my question. If you have a different body, does that change the status? V'im tim salomar kdusha achas, el shtei kdushos v'guf echad mai. What happens if you have a different carbon? Right, different status of a carbon. Again, all the gersos that we discussed earlier. And the first paragraph ends off with tiboy, which Rashi says is the language of the Yerushalmi for a teku. The Shita B'Kubetza says, Lashon Yerushalmi ki'ilu amar titorer lish'ol l'chachamim rabim. Go ask the rabbis. Asher tamod ba'ala emes. Hu'b'makab teku ha'amur b'tamon. So again, we've had Rashi a number of times in Tmura, and even the Gemara itself, having different lashonos than other mesechtas in Bavli, maybe it's more influenced by the Yerushalmi here in Mesechas Tamura. Okay, there is no Yerushalmi on Tamura, on Kachim, but from other Yerushalmis in other areas. Okay, we'll have to stop here, B'Hashem, and we will continue with the second parak next time.